This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, USAprepares.com. And this is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli while he prepares for winter and catches up on some farming, which we all have to do now and then. So I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy today. Dr. Shealy, are you in?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am great, thank you. Hope the same for you.
Oh, yeah. It's been a very productive hunting season. It's been a good fall so far. And as we're heading into the final run of election fury, things are getting pretty crazy out there, huh?
They've been crazy all year, actually, and the craziest year of my life.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely over the top with what's going on these days and the hypocrisies and double standards that are out there for certain people versus the rest of us is it's truly not just unpredictable and unbelievable. I don't think a Twilight Zone episode writer could have written what's happening today. So.
Well, I agree. It is totally made up evil empire at work.
Absolutely. And Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you, by the way, and I'm sure Vince has done this. I want to thank you for your service to the American people, for being a physician and educating people free of charge with information that really makes a difference to their lives. I want to personally thank you from USAprepares.com and myself and Vince Fennelli. We really appreciate volunteers like yourself who put the American people first over your personal paycheck, over your, you often say things that some people don't want to hear. And if we don't have the guts to say the truth anymore, then America's done.
Well, that is true. And, of course, we only have one purpose in life, to help other people. And, of course, you, by doing this program, help other people, and I contribute to that. But the people who do something productive, whether it's building a barn or building a gun or building a highway, et cetera, all of it is stuff to help other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, speaking of helping other people, you know, we try to bring out a lot of false information. And since I've got you on the air right now, Dr. Shealy, and your website is normshealy.com, is that correct?
That is correct, although it also goes into one for our clinic, which is realholistic.com. But either one of those will get to my website.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shealy. Well, I'm going to start out with something that broke over the past 3-4 days. And I'm sure you probably have read about this or seen the video, but an international group of medical doctors called COVID-19 a hoax. Now, what they were referring to, I'm going to read a few excerpts before I get your comment. Basically, in footage released, here we go. I want to say that I'm just trying to get some key excerpts here. I want to say that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic, explains Netherlands general practitioner Dr. Elke D. Clerk in a short excerpt from the meeting. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer because now we know that it is a normal flu virus, and a normal flu virus isn't on list A. And they go on to state that there is no pandemic, and they're wondering why kids should be in schools. There's no reason for panic. Also, in the medical practice, there is no reason for panic, assures Dr. DeClercq. The panic is created by false positive PCR tests at 89 to 94% are false positive. And I'm just going through the article here, picking out certain important excerpts. We have no evidence of medical pandemic. It just looks like a plandemic. Now, over the past several months when I've been on the air, you know, I try to combine, Dr. Shealy, financial, economic, social, and political rationale. And I talk a lot about political correctness. I talk about how a lot of the information war is basically hoaxes or propaganda or false flags or lies, especially gaslighting, to promote whatever the narrative, approved narrative would be. Now, that being said, if this really is a planned plandemic, not just on the American people, but on the people of the world, of the free world. Now, I've given so much information about the correlation between fear that's manufactured through perception with the COVID, with masks, and compromising people's immune systems. I've given so much information, the whole alternative media has, of tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars for positive diagnosis and payouts to hospitals and whoever, and tying in Soros and Gates and Fauci, even the CDC, the NIH, and the World Health Organization, promoting fraud, profiteering, and even patents and the funding with compromised bankers, intelligence communities, abuse of corporate and state powers for a paycheck and control, and basically being a cover-up by big tech where they have no antitrust authorities left anymore in this country. And these big tech controllers and gatekeepers of all the proposed narratives, from e-commerce to any propaganda or hoax in order to control the people. So regarding what I just said, Dr. Shealy, and this international group of medical doctors calling COVID-19 a hoax or a pandemic, we have to admit that this is very disturbing. This shows that we have so much corruption at the very top of so-called official authorities. And I think this is adding to that correlation of fear and a compromising immune system. What do you say about that, Dr. Shealy?
I've been calling it a fraud since the beginning in March. It is absolute unabashed nonsense. Now, I believe that the Committee of 300, the Bilderberg, the Tavistock, all of that illegal 300-year-old takeover of the world, evil empire is at the core of this. That's just my belief.
Well, I don't think anybody who's well-read and researched, Dr. Shealy, would disagree with that at all. We've had so much proof here on USAPrepares.com and the alternative media that the agenda behind COVID-19 is probably 99% of everything. And even though this is a real virus, the virus is probably 1% of what's happening. And I've mentioned in great detail and specificity about the agenda, you know, from forced austerity, economy, eliminating free markets and supply and demand, getting rid of cash, starving the people, depopulation, eliminating free speech. But forced vaccines to lower our immune system for immunity passports, and there's about 25, 30 points on the agenda that I've discussed over since March about all this.
Right.
Making us submissive, breaking our will. You know, when they talk about immunity passports and what happens when you take forced vaccines, it's quite, let's talk about that for a moment. You know, just vaccines in general. You know, when you look at how even the CDC has admitted years ago that most contain mercury, MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum, a lot of potent neurotoxic chemicals and heavy metals. You know, when you're talking about neurotoxins, you're talking about changing people's, possibly their DNA, their RNA, and risking a lot of diseases, you know, like an Alzheimer's or basically any type of central nervous system disorder. You're talking about where it could change, you know, a lot of these viruses, they adapt, they mutate. And, you know, even when you take a flu shot, it's a guessing game. And, you know, you talk about, there's so many central nervous systems disorders that have been attributed to vaccines. Some even have admittedly said they contain antibiotics. You know, when I worked for Big Pharma, which obviously turned out to be a big mistake, but that's why they hire you in your 20s and 30s when you're young and dumb. You know, people back in the, I remember the 80s and 90s would get a sniffle and then go to the doctor and get even like a second generation, powerful, potent cephalosporin, which destroys your normal flora and reduces your resistance down the road to create some bacterial Frankenstein. And they were talking about that then. And now we even have neonatal deaths increasing by thousands of percent. You know, I have an article here, U.S. media blackout, Italian court rules vaccines cause autism. This was a GlaxoSmithKline product. And there's another article out there that GlaxoSmithKline was paying $63 million to vaccine victims under the table. So we have basically dark money, hidden secret vaccine courts. What's your opinion with everything I just said and the way vaccines are going, especially with the implication of forcing it on the people?
My opinion is to get that vaccine in me, you got to shoot me with a gun first. I agree all the way. It is unethical, irresponsible, illegal, and dangerous. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
Mm-hmm. What about central nervous system disorders? I mean, there's been a lot of articles I've read over the years that can attribute vaccines to
autism, central nervous system. Yeah, especially autism in children.
Now, that's pretty scary stuff. So basically, you'd agree with the statement that forcing vaccine on people could be looked at as attempted murder.
I agree, absolutely.
Dr. Shealy, thank you for your honesty. We'll be back after the break, folks. Really appreciate you being here. See you in a few minutes.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I am with Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. And Dr. Shealy, your last name is spelled S-H-E-A-L-Y. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. That's my only sobriety test for you this morning, just so you know. So I have a couple of articles here, Dr. Shealy, I want to get your opinion on. A Texas doctor who has succumbed to COVID-19 was wearing the same N95 mask. You know, I've read so many people who have so, quote-unquote, got the virus while wearing the mask. I've read so many articles about people who wear the mask end up being sicker because of the contributions from hypoxia, from creating a humid walking petri dish where bacteria can grow. I've read so many articles where the mask, and even admittedly on the CDC website, where it doesn't stop transmissions of virus because of certain micron sizes of viruses. There's no studies that show if masks work. You have people using T-shirts, people using scarves, people using almost anything out there. And it just shows, especially when you read some of the signs in some parts of the world saying that wear the mask, don't have eye contact with authoritarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection takeover that's taking place worldwide by the very few elite with the most money. Tell us about what your opinion is of what I just said, especially about the efficacy and safety of masks.
I don't call it BS because I consider it an insult to the whale. I mean, to the bull. But I call it whale BS.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Can you go into more detail about masks and the lack of studies that show as long as you cover your face, you're safe and other people are safe?
Well, in the operating room, where you wear a very specific kind of surgical mask, it helps protect the patient from your particular germs. However, wearing it all day is not good for you. No question about it. And it doesn't really, there's not one scientific study that shows any efficacy in preventing the spread of an epidemic.
You know, think about what you just said. And we've, in the alternative media, we have all read this. That the comment that you just made basically states, and you're a practicing physician, right, Dr. Shilley?
You bet.
And how many years have you been practicing medicine?
64.
Well, can you imagine if people on the left right now would call you non-credible, that you weren't valid, that you were a Russian spy? Did you say, I mean, this
you
is,
know,
this
I might
is,
be a spy for any country except Russia and China. But
yeah, thank you for that.
But not those. You know,
we're living in such a 1984 Orwellian nightmare that, you know, here you know more about medicine, not just by going to school. Your school means almost nothing today. You've been doing it. You've been practicing it. You are not practicing theory. You are practicing practical experience. And when people like you come forth with this kind of information that everybody in the alternative media knows, every patriot well-read and researched knows that the masks are not helping. They are designed to make us submissive and to break our will. And if a mask has no efficacy, and all these so-called scientists and doctors and experts are coming out, and they're being purged, they're being edited, their information is being shadow banned, censored, it's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable that the powers that be are only allowing certain narratives who are being bought and paid for or blackmailed or bribed to be able to speak the bought and paid for narrative. It's unbelievable. Well, Dr. Shilley, I appreciate your honesty. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shilley after the break. We really appreciate you folks being here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
the FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be opened up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. President Trump's daughter-in-law says the president wasn't doing anything to provoke people to be hostile towards Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
He wasn't doing anything, I don't think, to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun.
Laura Trump's comments there on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democratic Governor Whitmer has accused the president of stoking fear in her state. Worth noting, the men arrested in the kidnapping plot against Whitmer were anti-government activists and were no fans of the president, as they posted on their social media channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Well, welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and our guest is Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, you know, let's just take a cue from our last break. Basically, they were talking about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. They were talking about, well, let me just mention some articles here. Proof of Hunter Biden raping and torturing children for Chinese blackmail scheme. Biden did meet with son's Ukraine partners, even though he said he never spoke to them. That has been declassified. Fed has evidence of Joe Biden's Burisma meeting before impeachment. Biden donor group sends 225,000 ballot requests, including for dead citizens. You can't make this stuff up.
Biden
got rich while the Americans got robbed. And, of course, they were talking about on the break, Dr. Shealy, how the FBI knew about this. You know, the FBI, from my reading and research, they knew about these computers, this multiple computers now, from what I understand, regarding the rape and torture of prepubescent girls, and the FBI basically didn't disclose this information. You know, we have the DOJ probe into the Obama White House spying, ends with no charges as per AG Barr. You know, basically, you have all this corruption from the FBI, CIA, you know, Gina Haspel blocking the release of all these declassifications. And here they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars for taxpayer dollars, on taxpayer dollars to impeach Trump for what the Bidens and Hillary and Obama did. You know, it's just so surreal on what's going on, and now the powers that be behind the mainstream media are blaming Russia. Russia did it. I mean, this is such a joke. So when you talk about the lack of trust in the system, from medical tyranny to the DOJ, the FBI, election rigging from Facebook and Twitter, censoring Biden's pay-to-play scandals, you have to admit, when you see the stress, you know, I talked about the correlation earlier between the fear, whether it be COVID, whether it be masks, whether it be election rigging, whether it be pay-to-play, whether it be all these scandals and the blocking of the rule of law. Does that, you know, when you see, Dr. Shealy, when you see all the units of measure of despair going up, obesity, psychotropic drugs, antidepressant drugs, street drugs, alcohol, suicide, and people have all this stress, you know, we see very toxic U.S. farmland with the chemicals and the glyphosate. We see the package inserts, the side effect profile, the adverse events, the contraindications. Asks anybody who has any common sense and logic, why would you want to take these pharmaceutical drugs unless it's an absolute last resort? But when people see all this, Dr. Shealy, can you talk about the correlation between fear, despair, and a compromising immune system?
Well, the single most common cause of all illness is anxiety leading to depression, clobbering the immune system, and it doesn't matter what you're afraid of or what you're anxious about, it is fear that is the basic cause of almost all problems. No matter how strong your immune system is, it can be broken down by fear. And fear leads to, you know, disease. Now, this is the fear-mongering of the millennium, of the last 5,000 millennium.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to admit, when you see the lack of nutrition in the foods done on purpose, when you see, you know, pesticides and glyphosate making agriculture toxic today, when you see...
Hey, you know, by the way, I agree with all of those. However, did you realize that even if they didn't go through what we're going through, if we don't get rid of fluoride in the city waters, within 20 years, there won't be any more babies. They will wipe out the future of humanity totally. The sperm count of men has decreased from 150 million to 40 million already. When it gets to 20 million, men are infertile. So within 10 to 20 years, if fluoride remains in the water, we won't be here anyway for the future.
Well, we've talked about the depopulation events occurring above and behind the scenes many times, and you know, fluoride is a great example. You know, even China labels it as a pesticide. It's often a main ingredient in rat poison, and from my research and reading, it has zero benefits of any kind. It can cause brain lesions and cancer and makes people, like you say, sterile and even docile. So this is one of the reasons
also,
why the
original head of the FBI was at best a cross-dresser. So I've never trusted the FBI or the CIA. They've always been bad.
Well, now they're starting to create precedents, not just blocking Republicans and scandals. They're starting to make precedents, the FBI, by, you have to ask, are they taking adult mutual consensual sex off the table by allowing child porn and no indictments and arrests of these people? And big tech is also allowing Chinese government sites and propaganda to occur. So,
all of the above.
Yes, sir. So it is very disconcerting, and we have to obviously accept the fact that our, whether it be intelligence agencies, mainstream media, the Democrat Party, the globalists, Hollywood, basically all the elite, all the millionaires have become one team against the people. And this is why, you know, when I always talk about the delegitimization of work, Dr. Shealy, when people infight and create chaos between what group you're in, and then they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for that job, and you eliminate hard work and proven results and qualifications, you absolutely, you take United States of America, where the economy is run on GDP, which is two-thirds consumption, you have eliminated any legitimacy or validity of getting a job when you say you can feel entitled to play the victim group status card based on what group you're in. And then when you continue to demand no protection rights or restitution under the rule of law for people who were targeted, you create a precedent on runaway power. There's no checks and balances. And then when you enable and protect the most corrupt companies in the world with liability immunity, you not only create more wealth inequality, but you allow the big companies, along with big corrupt government, government workers, to basically get free lunch and change the rule of law with precedence. And these are all divide and conquer strategies. And these people are sold out to the highest bidder. And they don't even care about the hypocrisies and double standards and brainwashing that's occurring in plain sight anymore. So, you know, let's go back to vaccines for a minute. Last week when I was on the air, I basically mentioned from one website, naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, a true patriot. I mentioned basically, this is one website, Dr. Shealy, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to mention some of the vaccines since we were talking about that regarding GlaxoSmithKline. GSK fined less than $100,000 for killing 14 babies during vaccine trials. I want you to think about the fact that we're supposed to give this industry liability immunity. GlaxoSmithKline begins testing experimental Ebola vaccines on West Africans. Yet another failure. Wildly hyped GlaxoSmithKline cancer vaccine fails in clinical trials. GlaxoSmithKline dumps live polio virus into the Belgian rivers used for swimming and fishing. FDA slaps vaccine manufacturer for ongoing bacterial contamination. Vaccine causes autism, says confidential document for corrupt drug company. This is basically a rap sheet. Now, you said you've been in practice for 64 years. This is just a small portion of the rap sheet for GlaxoSmithKline. If you were basically convicted of doing 1/100th of these behaviors, Dr. Shealy, do you think you'd still be in practice for 64 years?
No, but let's face it. The medical schools now are run by the pharmacomafia. 99% of all research conducted at most medical schools is funded by the pharmaceutical mafia.
Well, and that's part of corporate feudalism, Dr. Shealy. We have no accountability when you consolidate all power, money, and control. It's a feudal system, especially with government assistance. And it's getting, and I think this really adds to a lot of, like you said, the anxiety and the stress of what's happening in America today. But let's say you weren't your age. Let's say you're in your teens and 20s and maybe early 30s. And you were reading and researching about this information. How do you think you would feel about the future of your life in every aspect, financially, economically, socially, politically, truth-wise, having a different tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in? You know, how do you, especially when you read articles about 5G radiation, electromagnetic radiation, and what it's doing to people regarding cancer and changing your DNA and just lowering your immune system, how would a young person today who's not getting the true information, and they start reading true information from the alternative media, how do you think they would feel regarding the lack of trust and the hypocrisy and inequality and double standards coming from the elite, allowing themselves to have free lunch, and we got to keep buying from the company store, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I have to admit, my greatest concern is my grandchildren. Because the future does not look good. The current looks bad, but the future looks worse.
Yeah, I remember years ago reading an article where 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients in their products. That is absolutely an admission to guilt, if you ask me. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break, folks. Hang on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I am sitting here with Dr. Norm Shilley, and we are trying to save the world, right, Dr. Shilley?
That's a big task. I don't think Superman's up to it.
No, I know. But you know what? What we're trying to do is we're just trying to be Americans. We're trying to do our part and try to unveil the shadows and smoke deceiving the American people with this political correctness of deception and selling narratives to the highest bidder, especially when our own law enforcement agencies at the highest level is promoting child porn, is basically saying that adult mutual consensual sex is off the table, basically allowing election rigging. It's a sad time in America, to say the least. Dr. Shilley, let me ask you something. With you being in practice, a practicing physician, a diagnostician for 64 years, that, by the way, is so impressive I can barely pronounce that in one sentence. In your experience regarding longevity, okay, do you feel that people who live longer take less synthetic drugs or no synthetic drugs versus people who take more?
You always answer your own questions.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't mind getting a little more details and specificity from the expert.
No.
Even though after some of your comments today, the mainstream media might call you a Russian spy now. But however that be the case, I would like to hear your opinion.
Every week on my radio call-in show here in Springfield, I say, I don't know any, not a single chronic disease for which I would try any conventional therapy. An acute illness, certain acute illnesses, conventional medicine save your life. But once it becomes chronic, now the official diagnosis of chronic is 6 months or more. I think after 3 months, if it hasn't worked, it's going to kill you. The drug rather than the disease.
You know what, Dr. Shilley, I have to commend you, and we've never met. I don't owe you a favor. You don't owe me a favor. But you can say so much in so few words. It's just impressive. I mean, you are so good at it. But if you heard what Dr. Shilley said, if your acute disorder goes to a chronic disorder, and you're on pharmaceutical synthetic drugs, and it goes beyond 6 months and you're still taking it, your probability of the drugs killing you gets higher than fixing you. Is that a good layperson example, what you just said, Dr. Shealy?
Right on.
Awesome. I want to ask your question, Dr. Shealy. I hear a lot of debates about probiotics, especially after antibiotic use. What is your feeling on that?
That there is something I was taught as a junior in medical school. When you give antibiotics, take probiotics. I do believe in probiotics. My favorite is kefir, but plain Greek yogurt is equally good, I think. I just prefer the flavor of plain kefir. But, yeah, we need those, especially in today's world.
And can you repeat the kind of yogurt that you recommend again, please?
Plain Greek, G-R-E-E-K, is better than regular yogurt.
So if it's flavored and not plain, it loses more efficacy?
Right, because you got sugar in it.
Ah.
You don't need any sugar whatsoever. Sugar is the original fake artificial food.
So you would classify sugar as an immune suppressant, correct?
Oh, absolutely. A cancer enhancer.
So basically all artificial sweeteners like MSG and aspartame, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup, they're all designed to be addictive, and there's no pro-safety, pro-efficacy ties to this stuff.
Exactly.
It's amazing to me how they can allow propylene glycol, which is an antifreeze derivative, in certain foods. Isn't that a mind-blower?
Well, I just wrote a long article last week on surviving in a toxic world. The amount of toxins that the food industry puts out is unbelievable. The food industry is at least as evil as the tobacco industry. And the dental industry is right behind them.
Now this is why we need to eliminate any probability of liability immunity for any industry. And that's especially applicable in big pharma or any pharmaceutical and the food industry. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.